the government in 2015. Building a stronger Jamaica, improving people's lives.
Since 2000, the government has been using Vision 2030 to guide Jamaica towards developed country status. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development has been playing its role toward the fulfillment of Vision 2030 by continuing to facilitate the development of communities and improve the amenities provided to Jamaicans. In 2015, notable achievements of the ministry included the passing of three important local government reform laws, significant improvements in the National Solid Waste Management and the Jamaica Fire Brigade, and the launch of the e-waste pilot project. Three strategic laws critical to local government reform were passed in the House of Representatives on November 10. They are the Local Governance Bill, the Local Government Unified Services and Employment Bill, and the Local Government Financing and Financial Management Bill. The bills were piloted by Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott. Leader of Government Business, Philip Paulwell, said the legislation will improve relations between government and citizens.
The new legislation creates a framework for local government reform, provides guidelines for prudent financial management by local authorities, and establishes a single local government services commission. These measures should strengthen the system of local government, thereby bringing government closer to the people and enhancing citizens' participation in governance.
The three pieces of legislation were sent to the Senate for approval. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, appointed a new board of management in April. Since the appointment, significant strides have been made in improving several areas under the authority's responsibility. Following a major fire at the Riverton disposal site in March, the NSWMA, along with its regional body, Metropolitan Parks and Market Waste Management Limited, has conducted significant remedial work on the 120-acre disposal property to limit the recurrence of such an event. The redevelopment activities for the Riverton disposal site include the installation of a fire suppression system, which boasts a 128,000-gallon water storage tank with a water collection and distribution pump that carries water from the Dehaney River to hydrants placed strategically around the base of the site. Other improvements include the retrofitting and rebuilding of a measurement and weight scale to capture volumetric amounts of waste and the building of additional access roads in and out of the Riverton landfill. The authority has also addressed the chronic shortage of trucks for garbage collection. The Jamaica Fire Brigade played a critical role in controlling and extinguishing the fire at the Riverton disposal site in March and has already undertaken steps to repair and install fire hydrants across the island. State Minister for Local Government and Community Development, Colin Fagan, says the state of the network of fire hydrants is critical to the work of the JFB.
The Jamaica Fire Brigade is now repairing 280 hydrants and installing some 75 new ones across the parishes. And of course, routine maintenance work of approximately 1,200 hydrants.
The JFB also received $12.6 million from the British High Commission to fund its community bushfire management education program. The initiative was developed to curtail the unsustainable burning practices that have caused millions of dollars worth of damage just this year. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, began its first collection of electronic waste, e-waste, on Sunday, April 26, as part of a six-month pilot project. Electronic waste collected included CPUs, laptops, printers and other hardware, mobile phones, chargers and cables. The pilot was extended after its success with a long-term goal of developing a strategy to address end-of-use electronic waste. The work of the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development throughout 2015 addressed, among other things, outcomes 14 and 15 of Vision 2030, which include hazard risk reduction and sustainable urban and rural development. Come 2016, the ministry will continue to work on several other disposal sites and in communities island-wide to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.